Trade between the EU and Japan has slumped by 50% in the past decade, and this summit in Brussels was arranged to try and reverse that trend by progressing ongoing negotiations regarding a new free trade deal. However, the situation in Ukraine dominated the event. The European Union has imposed visa bans and asset freezes against 48 individuals in Moscow and Kiev, whom the West blames for the crisis in Ukraine. The EU says tougher economic sanctions against the Kremlin will be applied if the situation in Ukraine deteriorates.
Preparatory work by the Commission is underway. We are ready to take decisions if needed.
Japan has applied its own sanctions against 23 Russian officials. However, the country's Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, says lines of communication with Moscow must be kept open.
As shown in Ukraine, the world is getting less predictable. Japan and the EU are responsible to take a very proactive role together to help encourage world peace and prosperity.
The Brussels summit also discussed progress that has been made regarding negotiations relating to Iran's nuclear energy program. Analysts have expressed optimism that a full and comprehensive agreement can be reached between the international community and Iran before a deadline expires in July.
The gut feeling is ultimately that there will be an agreement. I'm not sure if it will be in July. The interim agreement leaves the possibility for it to be renewed, so it could be a little bit later, but I think it's good to have a deadline.
The second half of the Brussels summit was again dominated by the situation in Ukraine. Analysts say the EU's enormous dependence on Russian energy is likely to prevent the bloc from taking any further action against Moscow. Ukraine will be back on the agenda here again next Tuesday when members of the interim Kiev government, led by Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, meet European Commission President Jose Manuel Barroso in Belgium. Russia maintains that the EU-backed Ukrainian government has no legitimacy, as it was formed following the illegal ousting of democratically elected President Viktor Yanukovych. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.